Championship.
Bringing fantasy football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. Welcome back to Fantasy Football Rants and Raves, people. This is Stephen Miranda.
Along with Jeff Ellis for Tuesday, November 27th, 2007. Good evening.
Far have we come, Jeffrey?
In the beginning, our intro goes
championship.
Yeah,
yeah, it's that time. Just about in fantasy football.
It really is.
It's nitty gritty time.
2 weeks left.
At this point, you have either clinched a spot for the playoffs and you're kind of riding it cool.
I'm there in one team,
or you need one more win.
Need that in two leagues,
or you need to win your last two games, and a couple people need to lose a game here and there.
No leagues there.
I mean, that's a couple situations where I'm in.
And then I'm just screwed.
You got the league where you're
2-10, baby.
You're 2-10. 1-11. You look like the Miami Dolphins.
Jordan's 4-8, and he's pretty fired up about his 4-8.
Jordan wants
so badly to get that fifth win. He wants so badly.
Well, there's two more weeks. In our leagues, we run weeks through week 14. So there's two more weeks. So he could get six wins.
He could, but he's just five's his
goal. He just wants five.
He's like, he thinks that's a reasonable goal.
Oh, fantasy football.
Welcome.
So we should, we're going to spend a little moment talking with Naz about what to do with a team that you've already got in the playoffs, and you just need to kind of sit back
and wait
for the playoffs to begin. It's not like, you know, the Patriots who have already clinched their division and are going to start having to think about resting players.
Well, you know my favorite jokes are about resting starters in fantasy football.
Well, and you should. You should these last 2 weeks.
You don't want to wear them out, you know?
Unless you are in leagues that pay for, you know, having the highest scoring team every week.
See, yeah, like, I can't conceive of that.
There is one league that I play in.
Right.
It's a big-time money league that they pay $50 per week to the highest scoring team.
Just to reiterate, what is big money league? Where does that dollar amount start in U.S. dollars?
I don't know. I would say $200 and above
would be a big money league.
Yeah, this is double that.
And now, are we talking entry fee or amount that you could win?
Entry fee.
So an entry fee of $200. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of bling bling.
I mean, even for someone our age.
Yes.
Which we recognize that our demographic is 18 to 35, which it's even more for you guys.
And I'm recognizing that my wife is in the room as I'm saying this.
So you can't talk about this. You can't, because, Stephen, you always come away with a couple grand at the end of the fantasy football season. So I don't think she ever discourages you.
In all entry fees paid for fantasy football, I push about $450, $500.
All right.
But typically,
you make $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah,
so it's not really a problem, then, is it?
No.
And if she's whining about that, she can come. I'll marry you.
That little necklace you're wearing, or something.
That lovely brooch.
Yes,
it could be a brooch or a pterodactyl.
Oh, she's giving me the eye. She's giving me the stink eye. Look at that.
No, she's giving you a smile that says, where is my brooch or my pterodactyl?
Well, money comes in January, babe. Money comes in January. Yeah, look, she's doing
the bling.
Show me the money. Show me the money!
You know, Stephen, on the cruise we're going on in February.
Yes.
If you make enough money. I haven't booked it yet. I'm waiting for the price to go down a little bit more.
It's not good. Just book it.
I will.
Book it.
I am going to book it. But anyways.
You need to commit before your wife changes her mind. Commit.
No, my wife is not. She will not change her mind because she has completely put this one in my hands.
All right. Commit.
Okay, so here's the deal. On that cruise, one of the shore excursions.
Yes.
A complete submarine voyage for 18 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. A real submarine.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, you can.
If Stephen doesn't go underground.
If Stephen doesn't go underground, Stephen doesn't go underwater.
Sure, not going underwater in a submarine.
In a boat.
I mean, I'll go scuba.
Yeah. No, I know you're good with scuba. You're licensed.
Yeah. I'm not going in a submarine.
That's one of my life dreams.
I've seen Hunt for Red October, dude. If the submarine sinks, they're not getting you out.
It's not a nuclear sub. It's just one of those mini subs.
Even worse.
Well, no, it's
even
beautiful.
Worse. Yeah.
And the result of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, the person sitting next to you can be used as a flotation device.
Oh, no way. Let's get to fantasy football. Lots of news in the NFL.
Things to know, injuries to watch for. We've got the Naz. We're back with the full show. We're sorry we missed a week, but hey, it was Turkey Week. What are you going to do?
That's right. But we're going to start with a little bit of a tragedy in the National
Sad
Football
news.
League. not a lot of fantasy football implications on this one.
I suppose that it's possible that there's some defensive leagues where where
you've got some
maybe have a safety that plays, but
individual defensive player.
It seems completely irresponsible to pass over one of the saddest stories of the year in the NFL.
We will go more into detail in this tomorrow night in our NFL show.
Yeah,
but suffice it to say that Pro Bowl safety for the Washington Redskins, Sean Taylor, died early this morning, Tuesday, after being shot yesterday on Monday in his home by an apparent intruder.
This was not an apparent intruder. This was an apparent murderer.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to get into too much detail.
Yeah, we won't.
We will tomorrow, but I mean, I'm sorry. This is a homicide. This is not a burglary. This was not a robbery. This was a murder.
This is definitely a blow to the NFL coming so closely off the death of Darren Williams, the Denver
Absolutely.
Bronco.
Where he was shot up and an apparent just wrong place at the wrong time. But this, I suspect, goes back to Sean Taylor's past that he was trying to get out of. And he had an 18-month-old daughter. And by all accounts, Joe Gibbs in tears today saying, look, this guy had completely turned his life around with the birth of his daughter and was trying to escape his past. And it's very sad. And it was hard. I called Naz today when I found out the news. And I emailed you when I found out the news.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, how do we get ready for a show tonight?
Well, how do the Redskins get ready for a game on Sunday?
And then there was talk of how do you play on a coming up on a Thursday after that, and do you reschedule the game? And I really, for all the fun I make of Dan Snyder, which is extensive.
We all make fun of Dan Snyder, but
he handled himself with the utmost dignity.
And he has said that he is going to use his private jet to fly the entire team.
For the services. And they're doing that on a short week. So the service is going to be next week, but we're getting into more than we intend to. Just to say, it's a sad day, and please send your thoughts and prayers to Sean Taylor and his family. He's got a fiance and an 18-month-old daughter, and he was trying so hard to escape from a past that included some pretty bad guys.
Right.
And apparently, he didn't get far enough away.
All right. Now back to players that were supposed to have an impact.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you, Jeffrey, stay away from Ricky Williams? Stay away,
stay away from him.
I did. You were like, I'm going to go get Ricky Williams.
I'm going to get him. Steven.
And I'm going to be like, dude, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Steven, do you not play fantasy football with flyers, spots?
Six carries, 15 yards.
Torn chest muscle, needs 4 months to heal.
Torn chest muscle, and he's out for the rest of the season.
But Steven, I have a serious question to you.
Yes.
Do you not have a flyer spot or two on each league?
I have a couple people on my bench who I will use in a pinch.
No, see, what I...
This late in the season...
I play differently.
I have my starters, and they are going to start unless they die.
That's me too.
Right.
And you happen to have a lot of leftover spots. So what I do is I go and I grab a Chris Henry. I go and I grab a Ricky Williams. And Chris Henry
wasn't a bad move.
That was a brilliant move. It got me 16 points that 1 week. Ricky Williams, I sat on him. I didn't start him anywhere.
Okay.
And if he had had some amazing breakout game, I would consider starting him if the matchup was good.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. Because I do have a couple leagues where I am going to the playoffs, but I am barely going to the playoffs, and I don't know if I'm going to go deep. And so I could really use a needle in a haystack.
Once you get to the dance, baby, anything can happen.
Yeah, I know
I kept telling myself that in high school. Once you get to the dance, Steven, that's why I never...
And you know what happened on the way to the dance? Your car ran out of gas.
That's why I never took a date to dances, because, you know, I knew that once you were at the dance, anything could happen. You can wind up with anybody.
Can I tell you a horribly sad story that you've never heard before?
Oh, gosh.
Trisha, I don't think you've ever heard this one either. You ready?
All right. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
We got Naz coming
high,
up in 10
junior
minutes.
High graduation dance.
Yep.
Went with Mary Madigan.
Okay.
She was a track and field person. I was a track and field person. I threw this shot put. And she was tall, so we made a great couple.
Yes.
And we went, and apparently... She had us going as friends. I had us going as more than friends.
As lovers?
And by the end of the evening, she had her best friend come up to me and say that she's called her dad and he'll be taking her home.
Oh, that's not good.
How's that, huh?
That's
How's
not
that
good.
For a sad story?
That's pretty sad.
Okay.
So wait a minute. She just thought you guys were just going to friends. Who thinks that? Who thinks that?
Who thinks they go to their junior high graduation
What's her name
dance?
Again?
Mary Madigan.
Mary Madigan. How in the world could you ever possibly imagine that
Break
the guy
my heart. Break my
asks
heart.
You to go to a dance with him
that that's
you're
all
going
he has in mind
as friends?
Because she's a girl. And girls like to think what they like to think.
Yeah, no, see.
And, okay, moving on. Chicago Steven,
don't
running
play that. I'm sorry.
Steven, don't play that. Chicago running back Cedric Benson undergo surgery.
Out for the season, Cedric Benson.
For fractured leg near his ankle. It was originally thought that it was a broken ankle, but it is actually the leg near the ankle. Very long rehab. He's going to have a plate put in his leg.
The fibula or the tibula or something like that?
It's actually the fibula.
The fibula. Thank you very much.
Just made that crap up. Atlanta running back Jason Snelling will take over Falcons short yardage running back duties. Given that the Falcons only convert 37% on third or fourth downs, I'm not sure that this makes a difference.
There you go.
But you heard it here first on Fantasy Football Rants and Raves.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have said goodbye to place kicker Dave Rayner. Apparently, after going 15 for 22, they said, you got
it's
to go.
It's been nice to know you, but you got to get out of here.
But you got to get out of here.
No,
and so they,
you do have to go home, and you do have to get out of here.
And so they signed free agent place kicker John Carney on Tuesday.
Carne Asada, man, my favorite.
Carne Asada making yet another attempt to kick the ball this season, and
Why not?
He's going to do it for the Kansas City Chiefs. Anything could be better than Rayner. He was just bad.
This just takes me to our injuries to watch list. Do you have more injuries on the people that are just dead to the world?
Dead to the world. Yeah, well, one more. It's more of a defensive thing. I'm not sure how big it's going to be, but the New England Patriots have placed linebacker Roosevelt Colvin on the IR, ending his season.
Him.
Linebacker.
Oh, linebacker. I'm sorry.
I thought you said wide receiver. No, linebacker Colvin. But that defense is now, I think, going to give up more points. So, they gave up.
Which means that Brady's going to have to score more points?
Yeah,
oh, God.
Like
oh,
that.
God. Well, they not put that. Anything but that.
The Philadelphia Eagles with a backup QB put up 28 spot on them. So
that was weird. Okay. In our injuries to watch department. Now, here's the thing. You need to know that. In fact, we need officially just do this. This is important. This is important. This is things you need to keep your eye on all week.
Keep them on.
If these guys are on your squad and these are all difference makers, okay?
Don't do it.
We're not back to don't pay the ferryman, are we?
I'm just saying, there's some of these players don't do it, right?
Well, I'm saying you keep your eyes on the RotoWorld.com, like Nazarax Fantasy Football Masterminds. You read the injury reports. The key that you're looking for, in case you don't know, is who's practicing.
Who is practicing?
Okay, there's certain guys that always take certain days off.
Sometimes that, because Plastico Burris ain't practicing.
He never practices on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday
like a
and
top
Friday.
Eight wide receiver.
But
in
for the
football.
Most part, if you don't practice come Friday, you don't play on Sunday.
That's right.
And that is the case in 99% of the cases. So here's the deal. Dallas, we're starting with the Thursday night games.
Dallas
wide receiver Terry Glenn ruled out for Thursday night super match. Not expected back in the field until most fantasy seasons are over.
However, Patrick Creighton.
Yes, is on track to start Thursday night.
Will be starting, yes.
And that is great. Green Bay tight end Bubba Frank.
Bubba.
Suffered a setback on Monday.
Too bad for Bubba.
He's not expected to appear in Super Bowl 41.25. If you don't know what that is, go back and listen to our NFL show last night.
I like the name Bubba.
I've always liked the name Bubba.
I suspect that if I have a son, his name will become Steven Bubba Miranda.
And I know my sister well enough to know that you are done having children. As she giggles over there, you
Steven
are done having children.
Bubba Miranda Jr. That's pretty cool.
You are done having children.
So I could just walk around and be like, Bubba, come on over here. And my son just comes and be like, yeah, what's up, Dad?
I'm sorry, that's not
Bubba.
He wouldn't even be invited over for Christmas.
Really?
In our house. Yeah, I'm sorry, Bubba's got to stay home.
Bubba's
only 2 months old. I'm sorry, he's got to stay home.
I suspect if Trisha and I were to have a son, he would be a terror. He would terrorize people. I'm serious.
Probably.
Because as hyper as I was as a kid, oh my God.
And how hard your daughter hits.
My daughter
levels daughters,
people.
Both daughters.
Yeah, both
even
daughters.
The baby smacks
yeah,
hard.
She does. She smacks hard.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had a son, he'd probably be a linebacker, and it would be cool to have a son named Bubba just be leveling people.
Yeah.
Trisha, what do you think?
No. Green Bay wide receiver Greg Jennings and Donald Driver were not in pads on Monday.
But they will play.
They're expected to play and have significant roles on Thursday, especially against the Dallas secondary that I don't respect.
Yeah, you'll respect them come Thursday night.
I'm looking forward to it. Jordan says to me, so we having pizza on Thursday night, Dad? Because it's the Dallas Cowboys playing. I said, dude, we had pizza last night for Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
He's like, so?
Yeah, so? Texas Barbecue King. Yeah. Trisha? Look at the what?
Trisha?
Texas Barbecue Texas King. Barbecue. She gets off on time. All right.
Yes.
All I know is I'm getting off Thursday at like 3. So, there you go.
Yeah. You got to see the pregame. Pregame
starts at 3.
Okay. Kara's got soccer practice.
On the NFL.
And for the 15 of us that get to watch it in the United States of America, aren't we cool?
Ouch, man. Aren't we cool? I'm telling you, DirecTV or Dish Network. Do it. Just do it.
Because
the cable companies don't know what they're missing.
Kidnap the driver. Just bushwhack him. Yeah. You just sneak up behind him and hit him with a hammer, and you tie him up, and you say, put a satellite on my house now.
When my mom calls to me to complain that she is not going to be able to watch the
Cowboy
game.
Because she lives
game,
in El Paso. And she's still 1,000 miles or whatever from Dallas.
She's pretty far from Dallas. But fortunately, my little sister has DirecTV satellite.
So mom's going to go over to your sister's house and watch the game.
Thursday night.
So, that being said, that's the Thursday night injury report.
More. Give me more.
That's it
give
for Thursday more. Night injury
okay,
report.
Okay, give me more.
Arizona quarterback Kurt Warner's x-rays were inconclusive, and he is probable for Sunday.
But he will burn the Cleveland Browns.
He will. And I'm kind of fired up about that, and you'll hear more about that in our clicks and flicks, which we'll get to soon. Denver running back Travis Henry, left knee. Selvin Young, knee. Andre Hall, high ankle sprain. Keep your eye out for whomever it is that's going to start this easy road game at Oakland.
Whomever.
Because they will have a monster game. I picked up Andre Hall off waivers last week, and he got me, I think, 21 points. Okay. It was sweet because, again, they had the Bears, and they're going to do the same thing against Oakland. Their offensive line knows how to make holes. Pittsburgh wide receiver Santonio Holmes is progressing well and expected to play on Sunday. Denver running back Travis Henry said he definitely expects to play against Football Purgatory, Oakland Raiders. But Henry owners, don't be fooled, because this is one of the more overly optimistic people in the NFL.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes on him. Seattle quarterback Matt Hasselbeck said he felt better on Monday than last week. Get this. This is gross. I think you'll like this. The Seattle Times reports that he could be heard retching loudly in the locker room after the game the other day.
Who was this?
Matt Hasselbeck.
Oh, yeah.
Retching loudly. That's a quote taken from the Seattle Times.
Sweet.
Holmgren said it was due to exhaustion from a lack of practice. Blitz happy Eagles are keen on those ribs of Matt Hasselbeck's, and they're looking to eat ribs for dinner. Seattle running back ribs. Sean Alexander could play, but must practice first. That's what they're reporting. The problem is that Holmgren might not want him on the field because the team is doing really, really well without him. And utilizing the pass, and Mo Morris is just eating things alive.
Sean Alexander, you're like a cockroach, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. I squish you like a bug.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tampa Bay quarterback Jeff Garcia said today he is not even ready to throw a ball.
Yeah.
Look for Mike Wiz or Luke McCown. We've taken Bruce Gradkowski and turned him into Mike Wazowski. No, I just abbreviated Mike Wiz.
Bruce Gradkowski
or Luke McCown if Garcia can't answer the bell come Sunday. New York Jets running back Brandon Jacobs with his hammy is unlikely to play Sunday.
New York Giants running back.
That's what it says. NYG. I just inserted a J there because that's what my name starts with.
Yes.
With the back-to-back division games coming, look out for D. Ward in this situation.
Derek Ward should be a good pickup.
I think he should be a good pickup. And whatever you do, don't go the Amon, the Ruben Jones route.
Ruben Jones had quite a lot of points last week.
He did. But don't expect him to do that on a regular basis.
All right.
Now, very quickly, through the scoring studs and duds for week 12.
Quickly.
Drew Brees got you 26 points at quarterback. Frank Gore got you 32 points at running back. Chad Johnson, where are you at, 85?
3 touchdowns is where you
28
went.
Points. He showed up. San Diego's Antonio Gates stole the tight end award for the week with 22 points.
About time.
Minnesota Vikings defense and special teams hooked up for 30 points.
Well, when you have 3 interceptions returned for touchdowns, Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Kicker, Detroit, Jason Hansen, and Jacksonville, Josh Scobie each had 19.
Scobie-dobie-doo.
Where are you? Right here, man. And in your scoring duds, guys that normally do greater in the top and that just did not do what they usually do.
Quarterback Eli Manning.
Dallas, Tony Romo. A disappointing 13 points for the number two overall quarterback in the league.
He got 19 points for me in my
league. Well, ESPN League, 13 points. San Diego LT got only 11 points for the number two overall running back. A very down week for LT.
You know what?
I know the standard is high. The standard is high.
When you're complaining that someone got you 18 points.
11.
I thought you said 18.
No, 18 I don't complain about. Right. Wide receiver for New England, Randy Moss. 4 points.
Now that's a dud.
Yeah. Defense special team. New York Giants were 100 points they had until they played this week. And now they have 97. They got minus three. And in the kicking department, Houston's Chris Brown, number two overall kicker, only had 5 points. Yeah. And now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, including yours and mine.
The Mastermind Edge.
And with us out of Henderson, Nevada, is the mastermind himself, Mike Nazarak.
Hey, Naz, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Oh, man, such a great Thanksgiving. I got just started here. I got an email today, this morning, from a guy in Denmark. His name is Jens, and he is asking a great noob fantasy question.
Uh-oh, we're hitting up Naz with the noob question.
Well, it's playoff time. It's playoff time, and he's got some great questions.
All right,
he says, "Dear Jeff, you got me into this fine mess, and now I need you to help me get out of it. You said the NFL would never be the same once you start fantasy football, and you're so right. This is my rookie year, and it's been so fun and somewhat nail-biting at times. I live in Scandinavia, and I need your help because I clinched a playoff spot. Now what do I do? How do I manage my team come playoff? And what is playoff in fantasy football world? I have no idea, and I'd love to have an inch of a chance to come playoffs. I have players on my team who will not go to the real-life playoffs, so what do I do with his roster spot? Am I supposed to play with half a team? I'm not suggesting a fantasy football R&R special, but I'd love it if you'd mention how to play in the playoffs with a tip or two or two dozen. Right. I am so lost.
Well, first of all, we need to make sure that to everybody who's playing fantasy football for the first time ever, fantasy football playoffs don't coincide with the real National Football League playoffs.
They can't.
They don't.
They can't because half the players will be gone.
Right. Half the team. Scandinavia might have different rules.
No. He's playing in our league.
He's playing in our league, man. He's playing the cool guy league.
Well, he's playing in your league. Yes. Okay, so there are no different rules. Okay, I understand now. I think he might be just a little bit confused.
Yeah, so we
well, he is, and that's what we want to clarify here.
We clarify him for everybody. Yeah.
Anybody who's a first-time player doesn't know. I didn't know this last year when I was playing.
This is how it happens. The fantasy football season lasts to about week 13 or 14, okay? And then, based on those records, the top four teams in the leagues go into a playoff. It's basically sudden death, head-to-head, winner moves on, and so week 15 is the semifinals, and then week 16 is the Super Bowl. You don't play week 17 because a lot of teams have clinched by then. A lot of starting players won't be even playing.
Everyone except for the New England Patriots will be resting guys.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then after week 16, that's it. Fantasy football is done.
It's done.
Now,
unless roll time, guys, that's where you start having the dry heaves and the shades.
The fantasy football withdrawals.
It's over.
What do I do now? What do I do now?
Now, everyone.
Like, never mind that it's New Year's. You know, I don't want to celebrate New Year's. I want more football.
More football. Well, and there are some leagues that are keeper leagues. If you get so deeply into this like a drug, there are leagues that are keeper leagues, and then there's leagues where you actually draft guys out of high school into college, and you keep them all the way.
Well, those are crazy.
And after they retire, then you follow their golf scores. After they retire, it's the golf scores
now,
and then the PGA Senior Tours.
Now, for some people who do have the dry heaves and get all woo-hoo, there are some fantasy football leagues that start that coincide with week one of the playoffs with the wild card
weekend.
That's
right. And they're
only
redraft.
The only players that are available are players on teams who are actually in the playoffs.
But if one of your teams...
That's basically called fantasy NFL playoff contest.
There you go.
It's different from regular fantasy football leagues because, like you say, there's a limited amount of players, and in fact, it's one of the final things that we do for our subscribers at Mastermind is that we do a special report where we map out the entire postseason, and we actually predict how we feel the playoff games are going to go. And so we take a shot at, okay, well, Denver's going to make it in, and they're a playoff, they're a wild card team, let's say, and we think they're going to go all the way, so they're going to play at least three games or maybe four or whatnot. And then there are other teams, you know, that win the division, but they think they've got a tough matchup the first week after the wild card, and we think they're just going to lose that game. So we would rank the players at the different positions depending on how far we think that the players and the teams are going to go in the playoffs. It's pretty cool.
That's right.
My right-hand man, John Holler, really good at this, and this is one of the last things we do. But we don't do that until the very end, week 17 of the NFL, actually after week 17 and the NFL season's over when the playoffs are set. But I think that this is a little bit different from what the guy here in the letter wants to know. He just wants to know what should he do in preparation for, you know, the playoffs when, since he's going to be in it. And basically in your type league here, I understand that it's basically two games. But you still want to make sure that your rosters are covered. So things like a backup tight end or a backup kicker become more important, because if you don't have waivers during the playoffs and if your starter goes down with an injury, then you've got to have somebody to stick in there and to start, you know, with a somewhat good matchup. Otherwise, you're going to take a zero.
All right, Jens. And, yeah, basically in our leagues, they go to week 14. Then after that, the top four teams, one in each division, and then the wild card team, they go on to the playoffs, which start week 15. One plays four, two plays three, and then we have the Super Bowl week 16, and then that is it. The league champion is crowned.
And we do not lock waivers throughout the playoffs,
no,
so you can still make moves.
No, we don't. We have waivers are available.
So it makes it a little bit more fun, we think. I mean, to get screwed. So I basically fill my bench. I fill my bench with flyers. You know, yeah. I just take outrageous flyers.
Yes, you're gonna love this type of setup because you like to tinker every week.
Duh! So why do you think I'm here?
Like Andre Hall.
I already did.
This week.
I already did.
Pick them up and start them, and there you go.
Yeah. I already did.
Tinker.
Been there, done that.
Tinker extraordinary.
Now, here's
one.
So,
here's the leagues that I play in, lock the waivers down after week, you know, 14 or last week. The last week of the regular season, everything's locked down. So, you know, I usually spend the last week cruising through my lineup and say, oh, I've only got one kicker here. I better grab a decent backup unless, you know, I've got special situations where I've got a limited number on my roster, or I've really got five really good receivers and I have to start three or four of them every week. You know, something like that, I'm confident, but I do try and grab a backup at a certain position. If you've got a defense, you shouldn't probably have to grab a backup defense.
Hopefully, I beg to differ.
Not a good matchup the rest of the week. Oh, you beg to differ on that, huh?
I do. This is my little secret tip of how to steal 5 points. And that is basically,
Okay. And
I'm going to give you, here's the 10 teams that have yet to score 200 points this season. And the reason I'm giving you these 10 teams is because it's all about matchups, as everyone knows in fantasy football. Go out on the waiver wires and see if any of the teams that are playing these teams are available, and they could possibly do better than your regular starting defense. So here's the teams that have yet to score 200 points this season in descending order. The San Francisco 49ers, the Atlanta Falcons, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, the St. Louis Rams, the Carolina Panthers, the New York Jets, the Baltimore Ravens, and bringing up the rear, of course, is the Miami Dolphins.
So you're saying that you should pick up a defense that may be playing these guys, one of those teams.
If you can, look ahead, look at who's on waivers, and you might want to pick up a second defense anticipating the playoffs. Let's say you've already locked up a playoff spot, and you look ahead to the schedule to see
you
who's...
You have to look ahead to the schedule.
That's what I'm saying. And I think you can steal an extra 5 points by just doing a defensive switch and having it sit around there for one game.
Well,
you also have to keep in mind, you know, everybody's got different defensive team scoring rules.
Sure,
but I agree with you in that, and the fact that if you get bonus points or a sliding scale on the number of points your defense gives up,
absolutely.
I mean,
which got
me like 15 points in one league, and another league got me 25 for the shutout on Monday night against
Miami. That's a big difference.
Even the Jets this week. you know, could maybe get to, I don't know, maybe that's a bad example, but I don't know. Both of us, I mean, we could have another low-scoring game without the rain this time. I don't know.
That feels going to be a mess.
But, I mean, I would definitely look at the schedule there, especially if you have the scoring rules in your system. If you do get bonus points for the number of points that you, give up.
Well, I agree with Jeff. You should definitely be looking at weeks 15 and 16 if you know you have a playoff spot.
That's right.
Weeks 15 and 16, take a look at your players, take a look at who they're going up against, and start have a little bit of a guess as to what's going to go on with your roster when you get to week 15 and week 16.
You know what I'm going to do for our show donors? We've got 137 show donors, which we are so thankful for you guys.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to go ahead and put out week 15 and 16 matchups for these teams I just listed. And so here's who they're playing. And then it'll be real easy for you to go out on waivers and just look up these teams and see if they're available and just snatch them up for those weeks.
Now, also, I Jeff asked me, so what do you do? What do you do with teams that you know are going to make fantasy football playoffs? Well, what I do is I just sit and wait for the playoffs to begin because I have a pretty good idea of who I'm already going to play come those weeks. So I'm just cool. I just rate.
Well, of course, my favorite joke is to make sure you rest your starters.
Well, you should. They should rest the week before.
You know,
your
Peyton
start.
Mannings and stuff like that. You don't want to tire them out, so you sit them.
There you go.
I do have one important rule that I always follow, and I know people like to play matchups and all, but I'm telling you, you always start the horses that brought you. I'm telling you,
Use the studs.
I know Peyton Manning's kind of been up and down this year and all, but
he has.
You know, just because your backup might be playing the Dolphins.
No,
I jerked around last week,
Naz, and I started Eli over Peyton, and it was stupid.
Oh.
It was stupid.
I was
fooling around, and I still won the game. I mean, that was the thing. I knew I had a very strong team.
So, and Naz, he owes me $10, by the way, because I told him.
It's right
don't
there.
Do
I left it on your desk last night.
No, you
did. I did.
I didn't see no $10.
Well, on this desk, you're gonna find anything.
Okay.
It's there. Promise.
All right.
$10. There was five singles.
Why is this one of my golden rules in the playoffs? Because this happened to me one of my first years of playing fantasy football back in the late '80s, when there was a player by the name of Sterling Sharp that played for the Green Bay Packers, and he was catching balls from the guy that's still throwing them there, Brett Favre. And I'm telling you, it was like I think my second year playing. He had not done much towards the end of the season, and I had him on my roster, and I made my fantasy bowl. He had a bad matchup, what I thought would be a bad matchup, and I had another guy that was kind of playing a little bit better the last two or three weeks. And I played the other guy. I got like 6 or 7 points. Sterling Sharp scored like two or three times that week, and I lost by 3 points. And I swore from that day, always start the horses that bring you to the dance. Don't sit them. I mean, you know, that's what got you there. Because I'm telling you, you know, if you do and it backfires, you're going to be sitting there. It's a long off season. You're going to be sitting there every day.
You talk about withdrawals.
I started that guy. Why didn't I start? I started him the whole year, and then the last minute he's got a bad matchup, I think, and I benched him, and look what happened.
I'm always with the philosophy, if they're your big dogs and you've played them every week, why would you not play off come crunch time?
And if they have 110 points at this point and you're thinking of starting somebody who's got 18,
yeah,
think again, okay?
Yeah,
I don't care how many.
I don't think that it would be a no-brainer, but I'm just telling you, there's a lot of my subscribers that get to this point and they're like, Yancy and stuff, and they go, oh, this matchup is scaring me. I can't believe this. And this other guy here is going to play the Dolphins. I'm going to start.
That's no, me, no, no, no. Only no. I whine in a much manlier fashion. Just know that.
Well, off the ledge.
No whining allowed. All right, let's get to the click 'em and pick 'em segment.
What?
We're going to start with click.
Click 'em and pick 'em?
Click 'em and flick 'em.
Flick 'em.
Click 'em and flick 'em.
I got a little
we
got to
start all over.
Clicks and flicks.
There we go. Much better.
All right.
We're going to start with clicks, players that you must make sure they are in your starting lineup if you have them, if you own them, if they are yours. Let's start with quarterbacks. And, Naz, let's start with you.
Well, I'm going to go with the surprise. This week we're going a little bit on the ledge here.
Surprise.
Out in San Francisco, Alex Smith still got the injured shoulder. They set him down. Trent Dilfer's come on. Smith. He invigorated the offense last week. Of course, they hired Ted Tolner to help out the offensive guru, a hostler that didn't know what he's doing. And two touchdowns later, Trent Dilfer is all of a sudden a decent fantasy spot starter. So if you need a player for 1 week spot start this week. They're playing the Panthers, who play their worst football at home, and they're playing at home this week. So I think Trent Dilfer's got a good shot to throw a couple of scores this week.
Dilfer, wow.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm impressed. Jeffrey, who you got?
I got Kurt Warner going versus Cleveland. Arizona's still in the playoff hunt. They're at home against a very bad Browns defense. So I got him getting a couple TDs.
All right.
He's playing very well.
A lot of people are going to look at my pick and say, well, he's an everyday starter. But they're going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm talking about Cincinnati Bengal quarterback Carson Palmer. And the Steelers are at home, and everybody's going to say, ooh, I don't know if I should start Palmer this week. Start him.
Well, I'm flicking him, just so you know, to give you a preview.
All right. Well,
he's my caution play of the week, guys.
Wait a minute. So we'll Naz
two against play, one, and Jeff
just flicks, and I'm saying start him. We'll see, because who laughs last laughs best.
And he still
and
laughs
I will
last.
Laugh at both of you guys.
And he still laughs last, by the way, right. Besides laughing best.
All right. Running backs, Jeffrey, who you got?
I got Denver running back.
Which one?
Great.
It doesn't matter, man. Selvin Young, Andre Hall, Travis Henry, whomever it is that is going to get the ball. That is what I'm saying. And
it could be Cecil Sapp this week.
It's not going to be Cecil Sapp. I heeded your counsel, and I picked up Andre Hall, and because they were playing Chicago last week. And he got me like 20 points. And this week they're going up against Oakland. Their offensive line is basically who I am taking. Denver's offensive line makes holes.
I did the same thing, Jeff. I just hope he's healthy. I mean, he's got a high ankle sprain.
He does have a high ankle sprain.
First play of the game, but he played the entire game on that ankle.
And he still got off.
How you can do that? But
he ripped off 98 yards and a score.
You have to see how he practices the rest of this week.
And that's what I'm saying. Keep an eye on him.
Well, no problem. Then I think Cecil's going to start.
I'm going to go on the other side of the ball, and I'm going to say Justin Fargas, running back for the Oakland Raiders, he's going to tear it up against the Denver Broncos.
Good call.
And that's who I would play, because a lot of people are like, I don't know, Justin Fargas.
He's awesome.
From? Yeah, start him.
He came out of nowhere, but he's still a keeper.
Naz, who do you got?
Okay, I got Thomas Jones for the Jets. Yeah, Jets. He has to score this week. We'll mark it down. He's going to score this week.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Thomas Jones hasn't scored all year.
I know. He's going to score this week, though. They always beat the Dolphins, right? They beat them earlier this year, almost two wins.
Hey, Naz. Yeah. Naz, almost sounded confident.
No, he sounds confident. Thomas Jones will score this week from the Naz. There you go. Let's get to wide receivers. And I'm going to go out on a limb. This is a payback game where the San Diego Chargers travel to Kansas City. And I say play wide receiver Chris Chambers. He's going to help Phillip Rivers and the Chargers pay back the Kansas City Chiefs for the loss earlier in the season.
There you go.
Naz, who you got at wide receiver?
We're going on a ledge here again. Justin Gage is taking over in Tennessee as the big play man there. He caught four passes, 88 yards, nearly scored twice last week. Couldn't quite tightrope down the sidelines there, but they're playing at home against Houston, who gives up big plays. And I think he's going to score this week.
All right.
They could really use some help there, corner, couldn't they, in Houston? And the corners. Yeah. I've got a Tampa Bay wide receiver Joey Galloway at New Orleans. I know that sounds like a no-brainer, but this is a great receiver matchup. He destroys the Saints.
What you need to worry about there, I guess, is Jeff Garcia. Hopefully his back heals up in time.
His back's going to be fine.
Out there.
We saw him come back in the game with the back after they shot him up with the cortisone injection, and they led him to victory.
I don't know.
The Saints allow 26 fantasy points per game against wide receivers.
Mike Wazowski with the one
that.
Eye.
I'm not
going
to
get done.
I just hope his back they asked him today, how's he doing?
He says he can't throw a ball.
But he could not throw the football.
That's right.
So if he can't throw the football come Sunday, then he's not going to play. But hopefully,
Mike Wazowski throws the ball.
I got Galloway in three leagues myself, so I'm hoping he plays.
I don't know about that. All right. Tight ends.
Yeah, what about my tight end? I mean, Arizona, Leonard Pope. The Pope's on versus Cleveland. If you're desperate, he could have a big game.
All right, I'm going to go with an Indianapolis Colt tight end, but not Dallas Clark.
Good for you.
I'm going to say Ben Utek.
Excellent choice.
Clark is getting a lot of attention nowadays in Indianapolis, so the defenses are going to cover him up. But Peyton Manning is going to find the other one. And UTEP scored last
Super
week.
Special there, yeah.
I expect him to score again this week.
He scored last week. He had four catches. He's caught at least three passes the last three games. Marvin Harrison's iffy to play again. Anthony Gonzalez can't catch everything. And, of course, Reggie Wayne's there. But, yeah, Peyton's been looking to both his tight ends this week. So that is a good play. I'm picking Donald Lee here. I know it's going against your Cowboys, Steven, and I know that they haven't given up very many scores to
He won't take it personal.
That's right.
Donald seems to step up his play when they play tough opponents. And Brett Favre isn't afraid to look to him, and yeah, I think he's going to score this week.
All right, well, just so you know, the Cowboys have only given up one touchdown to the tight end this year. So.
And their weakness and their weakness is a secondary. That it's not underneath. It's the secondary.
Let's see what. Hey, go for it.
We're all going to throw shots at Steven.
Let's get to flicks. These are players that, if you have them on your roster, probably not a good week to start them. We'll start at quarterback, and I'm going to start with David Carr, quarterback for the Carolina Panthers.
Beep, beep.
This guy just is not getting it done. I understand, Illini Jen. I understand why Houston got rid of him now. Don't start him if he's on your team.
Guy is killing Steve Smith single-handedly.
Oh, yeah. Steve Smith's like, thank you for ruining my Hall of Fame career.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Pretty much.
Where do I send the check to in the Rolex watch?
All right. Now
I've got I got to shoot down. Go. I've already said it. Carson Palmer. The field will not be that much better, and Pittsburgh defense is ferocious. And Carson's going to have flashbacks. He's going to go in the Wayback Machine.
TJ, who's your mama? Two TDs. Carson Ocho Cinco with one.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah.
And Rudy Johnson's going to get one too, just for fun. And Carson's going to run one in himself. No, not on that pathetic excuse for a field,
It'll
or
a
as the
field.
English call it, a pitch. What, are they going to lay down another layer of sod and have it get rained on so it's like
no
90
rain.
Feet
is it,
thick?
Is that like no a three-layer sod?
It is. Seriously. Give me a break. I came up with a new definition of pitchfork.
Just remember that I've been really nice to you all season long. This week when Carson Palmer blows up, I will make fun of you on the show.
When he blows up.
Oh, bring it on, baby.
Bring it on. Okay, Naz, who you got a quarterback?
I got Dante Culpepper going against the Broncos.
Why not? You
know, they got the secondary, Dre Bly and Chan Bailey. He's going to shut him down, so I wouldn't play Culpepper this week.
Yeah, Culpepper. No. All right, running back position. Naz, we'll start with you. Running back to flick.
Oh, Rudy Johnson is just going to get killed by the Steelers. I can see something like 18 carries for 22 yards, one catch for 1 yard.
1.2 yards a carry.
Kenny Watson day. Kenny Watson's going to catch like 10 passes for 48 yards.
There you go.
All right, Jeffrey.
That's not bad in a PPR league.
Exactly, but this ain't no PPR. Oh, at least the Roaring leagues aren't PPR leagues. At running back, I got Green Bay's Ryan Grant. I do not think he's going to run on Dallas. They're the third best against the run in the league, allowing only 78 yards per game and a half a touchdown per game.
There you go.
Well, I'll be rooting against you since I own Grant about three leagues.
Well, I'm sorry,
they
dude.
They also have yet to allow a 100-yard rusher this season.
I said I didn't say that. I said they averaged 78, but you're right. They have not allowed a 100-yard rusher yet either.
All right. I've got running back Kevin Jones of the Detroit Kitty Cats. I don't think he's going to be able to run the ball against a Minnesota defense that right now is feeling really good after whooping the New York Giants. Don't expect Kevin Jones to get his mortar running in Minnesota. This time, Detroit has to go to Minnesota. I'm not even sure the Lions win this game.
I know.
Detroit's got a killer schedule. You know, I don't know. I'm just not getting a good feeling there. I think they might actually end up with a losing season.
No, Steven actually called it 4 weeks ago.
The Detroit Lions were 6-2. Okay, and I told they were 6-2, and I'm like, people, so much for them winning 10 games. They're probably only going to end up 7-9, maybe 8-8, maybe 8-8, but they're probably going to wind up 7-9.
And Steven said that 4.5 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, and right now they're 6-5 on a three-game losing streak.
Thank you very little.
All right, who you got? Who you got?
Whom are you speaking to, Steven?
Naz, I'm sorry, Naz.
Well, Naz, we're running back. Wide receiver now.
Wide receiver?
We want to flick wide receivers. Yeah, I said Rudy Johnson.
Oh, yes, Rudy.
Rudy.
Wide receivers, who you got?
I got the no-no.
This has been a bonehead of contention with me this past week because I got burned because of the last second. I put him in my lineup. Javon Walker for Denver, he's still got the knee. They said, oh, he's going to play last week. Yeah. You know what they did with him last week? They didn't start him. They used him as a number three wide receiver. They put him in the game for 8 plays in the first half, did not throw him a pass at all. He did not play the second half, and the Broncos went on to lose the game, you know, late to the Bears. So I'm thinking to myself, if this guy was anywhere close to healthy, he would have been playing and would have been thrown to. It's almost like they used him as a decoy.
He was a decoy.
And undo that. And so I don't trust him at all until he actually gets his butt on the field, plays the whole game, and actually catches passes and scores.
All right.
I'm not going
to
fall for
Sounds
that.
Like you're talking about Marvin Harrison to me.
Wide receiver.
I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I got New Orleans, Marcus Colston versus Tampa Bay with no real number two wide receiver in New Orleans. It's a horrible matchup.
Oh, man, that's hard. Hard to pick.
Marcus Colston, he's going to be quadruple teamed, okay?
Okay.
he'll catch it over his head backwards.
That's what it's going to take is a fiery hoop. He's going to have to go through because I'm flicking him.
Well, I'm sticking in Minnesota, and I'm saying don't start wide receiver Kelvin Johnson. Rookie's going to go into Minnesota, and he's not going to do very well. Just a couple of catches for about 20, 30 yards, but he won't get in the end zone, and he won't have a big day.
Boy,
well, it's
going to
be interesting. You remember last week, they were saying, why aren't they throwing to Kelvin Johnson? And all of a sudden, you know, he led the team with a score last week, but then they were asking the coach afterward. They said, hey, coach, did the owner Ford tell you to throw to your rookie? He said, no, that's a lie.
No, it's a lie.
I don't know. What is that? Does protest too much?
Maybe just a little bit.
They overspent at the LA Auto Show, the Fords did. I saw that. They took over an entire room.
All right. Final tight end flicks for week 13. Jeffrey?
I start you with Jacksonville's Mercedes Lewis versus Indianapolis. He ain't going to get but 2 points.
Yeah, Mercedes will be a Pinto in this game.
This will be the Chrysler version of Mercedes before they broke up. This will be like some of them early Chryslers.
I don't know. You might have to explain that comment. I'm not sure if people are old enough out there to know what a Pinto is.
Yeah, Pintos are basically bombs that had wheels on them. And if you tapped it just wrong, it blew up.
Yeah.
Popular back in like 1978.
Look it up on Wikipedia and laugh your butt off and wonder why you never see any of these on the road.
Because right.
They all blowed up.
And it was a Ford, too. A Ford Pinto.
By the way.
Who's your tight end to flick?
I got to flick Algie Crumpler of Atlanta. I just don't feel it there. You know, Vic's gone and they're long gone. And Joey Harrington, are you kidding me? He's not going to do much this week.
Or you know, Harrington or Leftwich or Humamunga or whoever. I mean, it don't matter who throws the ball for Atlanta. They're not very good. And they're really not looking at Algie Crumpler. I agree with you there.
Do you think Numba enjoyed his Thanksgiving dinner in prison?
In prison.
It was supposed to be a very special dinner.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. They're supposed to have had turkey and everything.
And an extra
piece
of
chewing gum. Humble pie there?
And some humble
pie. Lots of humble pie.
Lots of humble pie.
Lots of humble pie.
You get that every day.
All right, my tight end flick, and people, this is going to be a permanent flick. So if you've got him on your roster, that means get rid of him now and go get you somebody else. Tight end Todd Heap of the Baltimore Ravens.
He is a piling heap.
A heap of,
steaming, you know what.
Duty.
There you go.
Man, I can't believe this. Can you believe this is the start of the season where we've been talking about, you know, before the whole thing with Vic broke, but we're talking like Crumpler and Heap as two of the top 5 tight ends in the league.
Yep.
Man,
yep.
Good God. They are not worth anything anymore.
Times, they are changing.
I'm glad I stared clear of both of those guys. All right. That's it, Ness. Thank you very much. Lots of great insight, as always.
And that ends what we like to call
the Mastermind Edge.
Wow. That was some good stuff. And if you heed this counsel, you shall go far, Jedi.
Heeding the counsel. All right, Jeffrey, I want to spend just a few moments prepping you with the RARN leagues. Are you ready?
Standing
it's going to
by.
Be quick. Listen, because there's
Down
lots of good stuff. League One. pretty much all set. Four teams at 10-2. We've got our division winners, and we've got our playoffs. Our
stupid Scottish Claymores.
The Scottish Claymores, thanks to a loss to me this past week, are now tied for first place with the Crushers. They're going to find out. Those two teams are going to find out who's going to win the division and who's going to be the wild card. The Central and the West are already wrapped up by the Packet and the Death Squad.
Hate them.
I know you do. League 2, lots of craziness going on in League 2. The Central is almost wrapped up. The West is wrapped up by your name here. Who's that?
That be me.
There you go.
Your name here.
The East is wrapped up by the Wildcats. All that is pretty much going into play here is the Expats and the Riptide are going to try and find it. There's still all kinds of possibilities for the wild card, but there you go. That's League 2. League 3, the Brothers. Man, the brothers. What's the team name there? Just the Brothers, the Funk Soul Brothers. That's right. They have got an 11-1 record.
How do you do that?
Yeah. So they've pretty much wrapped up the East. The Central has three teams with 7-5 records.
Yeah, look at that.
All vying for first place there and a wild card spot. I am at 7-4-1 in that league with a half game lead for the wild card.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of craziness. And the Cincinnati Bail Bonds have a game lead there
have
in the West.
Half game lead
there in the West.
Yeah, no, it's a nail biter.
So the last two games of the season there is going to go to the wire. Now, League 4, Hair Club for men with 8-4 leading
their
division.
Thank you.
One more win for Jeffrey there in League 4, and he's going to clinch up the West. The Juggernaut, the Arc, the D-Train, and the Sea Chickens in the Central are all still in it. 7-5, 7-5, 6-6, and 6-6.
And don't forget about the Bubbles.
And then the East formation, my Cowboys, the Alley Stars at 6-5-1, all in it. Just about every team is still in it in that league.
Except for the poor Dragons.
Except for the Dragons at 1-11 and the Pounders at 3-8-1.
Sorry, Dublin Dragons.
That's all right, guys. In League 5, the Bouncing Tiggers have clinched the East at 8-4. The Penguins are vying for a wild card spot at 6-5-1. In the Central, we've got three teams still in it. The Amish, the Thunderbirds at 7-5, and the Borealis, which I love that name, the Aurora Borealis, at 6-6, still have a possibility. And in the West, the Royal Pains, and what goes in front of your Royal Pains is Uranus. The Uranus Royal Pains at 7-4-1 are leading the West by half a game. That's Nacho's team, Jeff.
Nacho, no way. Wait, what league are we in?
League 5.
you're not
in that league. Yeah.
No, I was just trying to keep up. I was typing in.
League 5, and Nacho has a half a game lead. The Eagles at 7-5 and Down Under and this year are both at 6-6. That division has not yet been sewn up, and Nacho is probably sweating in his pants. So, Nacho, if you're listening, sweat some more, buddy. I hope that beatdown you took to the Tiggers did you in. Now, finally, League 6, Jeffrey, very, very tight race here. Basically, the West, you've got Sockos 11 at 7-5 and the Immortals at 6-6 and even Fours at 5-7. They're all battling out for the West. In the East and in the Central, you have four teams at 9-3. Okay, the Oz, my Booyah touchdown, 9-3 in the East, and then the All Spurs and the Killers at 9-3 in the Central. Three of those teams are going to make it to the playoffs. One is not. And they're probably going to have a better record than the division winner of the West. That's got to hurt.
Four teams enter. One team leaves.
One team dies, basically. So basically what I'm showing with the first six leagues, how competitive it is. We have the final six leagues in League 7. The Bears, Yankees, and Patriots are all looking good. But the Ghost Transmitters, Hawks, and Gonoles, three teams fighting for one wild card spot. That's going to be interesting. It'll go down to the wire.
Gonoles.
In RARN League 8, once again, just how competitive it is. In the East, it's not decided. Dolphins, Argos, and Knots, one game within each other. In the Central, that has been clinched by the Bears at 9-3. The Juggernaut at 6-6 are going to have to work hard to get a wild card spot. And in the West, four teams all four teams in the West still in it, 8-4, 7-5, 6-6.
Almost like real life in the NFL this year. Yeah, you know what? Much. You're not out of it. Hardly anyone's out of it.
In League 9, the Bears at 7-4-1 are trying to hold off the Mighty Marauders at 6-6. In the Central, the Kitty Cats have a narrow half-game lead at 9-2-1, while the Beer Goggles at 8-4 are trying to make a run for the Central. And in the West, you've got two teams, the Trend. And Without a Name, 9-3 and 6-6. It's going to take a miracle for Without a Name to get in there, but they will continue to try with two games left at the wild card spot. In League 10, the Grail Rabbits in the East at 9-3, and the Flea Flickers at 8-3-1. And
it's
Bound.
The Killer Grail Rabbits, which yes, I like for Monty Python fame.
Killer Grail Rabbits. And the Bound team is also at 8-4. That division has not been sewn up. But the Central, the Piranhas, Jeffrey, also
they
at 11.
Everybody
and
alive. The
they
red
did.
Hot Piranhas
they
are red
did
hot.
Eat everybody. In the West, you have the Scat Cats, Team X, and Mariposa, all within a game of each other. Of course, they have the luxury of being in the division with the Untouchables, with a horrible distinction of the Miami Dolphins and being 0-12.
Not but they good. Can't go 0-16 because they won't make the playoffs. They got that going for them.
There you go. In League 11.
My son's league.
The East has been sewn up by the Angry Anthill Mob at 11-1. The Central is going down between the Broncos and the Meatballs. Meatballs have the advantage in the wild card. And the West has been sewn up by the Racketeers.
Nice and let name. Me just give a shout out to Jordan's Big Dogs.
Yes, the Jordan's
we had
Big Dogs.
We had the best draft that I thought was humanly possible.
Up there.
He is 4-8.
And I'm very proud of you guys. I'm glad you guys felt that you had that good draft.
We felt we had a good draft. We
but
did.
Any draft
but
that
what
ends
a wacky season.
With what was it? Didi
oh,
Dorsey.
Shut up.
Yeah. I'm not going to let you, because you coaxed him into that Didi Dorsey
move. I did
move.
Not. He did that on his own.
All right. Finally, the last
we had a funeral that weekend.
Yeah,
leave
the last
alone.
League of RARN, League 12. This is another competitive league where in the
it
East
really is.
We've got the Brit Bucks at 7-5, the Sea Eagles and Art of Football at 5-7, just two games back. So there's
the
a possibility.
The Manly
there.
Sea Eagles.
Yes, the Manly Sea Eagles. In the Central, you have two teams at 8-4, the Fantasy
Roger
Menagerie.
Toon's Fantasy Menagerie.
And the Tyrants. And the West has been sewn up by the Dog Pound at 10-2. But, Jeffrey, we've got 12 leagues, we've got 144 players, and I would say about 110 of them
are still in it. Hang in there, people.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
Have your, you know they make the portable, what do they call it, crash cart?
When yes.
You, the defibrillator.
Crash? Okay.
They make portable defibrillators now. Go
you
pick up
them?
One at a Fry's near you and get trained someone in your family on using
it's
it.
It's going to come down. Literally, Jeffrey, we have 12 leagues and only League One, the only league where the playoffs are set.
Yep.
That's it. And it's not really set. The Crushers and the Claymores are still fighting for the East.
But still, it's pretty much.
We know which four teams are going to go in.
And Steve and I both know that we don't have a prayer in that league.
No, we were out of it a long time ago. But you know
done.
What? I'm at 5-7. You're at 2-10. We can always play spoilers.
And look, out
but
for
look at what I did to the Claymores last. Look at what I did to the Claymores last. I took them down 122-91.
How's that for you, Scots?
There
huh?
You go, Claymores.
Yeah,
gonna,
that's your Claymore.
Gonna keep
right
you
here.
Out of winning the division.
Yeah.
Rock on in a free world. Yeah, that's pretty sad when that's all you can say is that you're playing spoiler.
Pretty much. one last, just put your prayers out there for Sean Taylor's family.
Yeah, his family definitely needs.
They're going to need a lot of support in these months and years to come, and for the Redskins family. So
this has been Steven Miranda
and Jeff Ellis
for Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Fantasy Football Rants and Raves brought to you by SynSport, the premier cutting-edge fantasy football league hosting service. See them at SynSport.com.
They provide the most advanced and customizable fantasy football league systems anywhere on the planet.
completely online, and best, Jeffrey, it's ad-free.
No ads, simply fantasy football the way you want it.
It's all about fantasy football.
Customizable, up-to-the-minute, in-game stats.
But, Jeffrey, if you want to save a couple of bucks, they do something unprecedented and post scores 1 hour after the conclusion of games.
Very cool. Plus, some of the best weekly matchup reports seen anywhere. Even better than the stuff I've put together. You can also count on some of the best customer service and customer response anywhere on the internet.
Check them out at SynSport.com. That's SynSport.com.